Here at the ACE Biofuels Beltway March, with me is Bruce Ballin of South Dakota, one of the retailers who's here taking part in the event. And Bruce, tell me a little bit about yourself.
I'm a native of Baltic, South Dakota, born and raised. Have a small convenience store in rural Baltic, actually, where we've done blender pumps for the last 6.5 years now.
6.5 years. So what has been your experience in using blender pumps there?
My experience has been pretty incredible, actually. You know, we've seen immediate volume increase. You see a lot of people that are really actively seeking out blends.
And so you've got a good demand there. 6 years, that's a long time. And you had people asking when you were going to offer E15?
Exactly, yeah. You know, I mean, once you put something out into the media or once you mention something to somebody, they always want what they can have. And that was what E15 was all about there for about 2 or 3 years, you know, until we finally got it approved. So there was a lot of people impatiently waiting.
As far as this event is concerned, you've been able to get out on the Hill and talk with lawmakers, and you've been able to hear from EPA. What have you learned here that you didn't know before you came here?
No, I've learned a lot of things here that I didn't know. I learned how things definitely move at the speed of government around here. People are definitely not as biased one way or the other when you start speaking with congressional staff people. I actually expected to see people reacting more or taking a stance. Maybe that's just society in general. Nobody wants to step on anybody's toes, or there's a lot of people out here for careers and maybe not necessarily just the correct cause.
What do you want the legislators that you visit to really know about yourself? What's your story?
You know, just what they need to hear from me is how simple it is, how easily these things can work. You know, I'm just a very simple, small-town man. You know, I'm not an educated, well-versed person on any one thing in particular. So if I can implement blender pumps, sell E15 and other blends, give the consumer the choice, and see the reaction that we've seen, there's absolutely no reason in the world why stations all across the country couldn't do exactly what we do and see very similar responses.
Do you think it's been really good for your community?
It's been amazing for our community. You know, when people spend money, when others make money, even myself included, you know, it comes down to job creation. You know, we went from literally mom, pops, and Bruce, myself, running the place, you know, and now we've got full and part-time people. I think we've got 13 people on the payroll. So I've created a lot of jobs. I've made life easier for myself, my employees, created a really neat little work environment for a family group of people. As a matter of fact, I have another driver. We sell bulk fuel and gas as well. And I got a new driver starting next Monday when I get back. So yeah, I'm pretty fired up.
Very good. Bruce, that's really all the questions I have. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
I really enjoy coming out here. What I always try to tell other people when you hear all these negative campaigns and ads, I'm on the right team. I surround myself with morally, ethically correct people who do business the honest way, and that's what the ethanol industry is all about. It's all about telling the truth.
Well, thank you very much, Bruce. I know you got some visits on the Hill to make yet, and we'll let you go. Here at the ACE Biofuels Beltway March, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.